What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 13 of Late with Nate. Now, today I wanted to talk about attractions, body image, body appreciation, and different preferences. Now, I want to start this off by saying I'm going to go into this with a healthy approach. Because I don't want this to be a thing where we are making fun of each other or putting each other down. This is simply to give light that we can still find beauty in each other of all shapes and sizes and different colors. And we can also have our preferences as well. And I hope that you all get that from this. So let's get started. I notice in this generation, we battle with a lot of image, like what this looks like, when it comes to perfection, or what's that like, or what's this. And the bottom line is, we all look different. There is beauty in every last one of us. And how do I know that? Okay, let's just get real and raw for a minute. When we all get butt booty naked, people get aroused. It don't matter what your face look like. You know what I'm saying? When you drop them drawers, it's a party. And I feel like people are so based off social media and the face and the I look like a baby when I'm really, you know, almost 100. That's not realistic. And at the end of the day, we're attracted to the body and the soul and the mind and the heart. There are so many things that attract you to a person or a soul or that. And we focus so much primarily like for example, we'll sit here and be like, oh yeah, I don't mess with big girls. Cause you see all the skinny models on social media. But why the niggas in the hood be fucking the girls with the Big Macs? You know what I mean? Like, you just said you don't like Big Macs. But now you got extra cheese. About 4 or 5 slabs of that meat. And you like every last roll. So I'm just trying to understand, what the fuck you talking about? You know, we project this, oh, I want this type of girl. But really, in reality, we're attracted to all types of girls. We like big booty girls. We like itty bitty titty city. We like girls with big tatas. Okay? We like thick thighs. Okay? We like the skinny ones that can put on long heels and they look like giants and super tall. Some people like that dominating, you know, like step on me. Like, make me feel something. You know what I mean? Like, we like all different types of women, shapes and sizes, attitudes. You know what I mean? Some of them like them short, long hair, short hair. Like, we project ourselves as if we want some perfectionist model, but in reality, A lot of people are hoes. Okay. I aspire to be one, but I understand that's not my mission in life. But for the rest of you nasty ass motherfuckers out there, you know, and I say that respectfully because, you know, I'm living through you. Cause you getting autistic and I'm getting none. But it's like y'all fucking everything. So if y'all had a preference, you know, that you project online or to other people when you have conversations, then why you fucking take Quan down the street? Because he got the face of sandpaper, and you said you don't date people that look like sandpaper, but he got that 12-inch ding dong, so that's why you at his store a ring a ding ding, okay, a sling a sling sling. So that just be my main problem with people when they be lying, you know, like stop hurting, okay? Cause a lot of people will take, let's say, a Jay-Z in a sense, cause you know, we already know Beyonce said Jay-Z wasn't the most attractive man in the face, but she didn't date him off looks. But we also know that he got a big ding dong because, you know, Becky with the good hair. You know, respectfully, don't fuck with me. I'm just giving an example. But, you know, we already know how that went down and everything. But obviously, you know, and then after that went down, Beyonce had, like, what, twins? So, shit, that thing working. Overtime. Double time. Shit. Literally. That sperm so strong, it was like, bitch, two of us about to go in that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, woo. Mm. But it goes back to my saying, because I'm back to what I'm saying. It's like, we will take anybody, you know? Because really, at the end of the day, all jokes aside, we want to be connected to somebody, we want to love somebody, even if it's temporary, even if our mindset is not all that lovey-dovey stuff. Because what I want people to understand, just because I believe in a type of love, I don't want people to think, oh, he just so biased and bigot. No, honey, I understand that people don't all live like that. I just wish that we would communicate how we want to live and how we want to love. You know what I mean? I think if we were more honest with each other as a group of people, I think we would be so much more happier. You know what I mean? Like, stop all the bullshit. Stop lying. You know, stop acting like people want to be in monogamous relationships when really you want multiple partners, or, you know, you want an open marriage, or you want an open relationship, you know, stuff like that. Just be honest. Just be honest. You know, that's what I think. And shit, if the world was more honest, I'd probably be out here. But again, that's not my story. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I live through y'all, you know. Cause I mean, I wanna personally thank people that have OnlyFans, because you are like a free spirit. That, I mean, the bottom line is, they gotta stay healthy when they do this OnlyFans, because you're literally showing your privates, and if you have a outbreak or some type of reaction or rash, people are going to react to that, and they're going to respond. So you've got to stay healthy, and you look good, you making money, you healthy, you traveling. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? That's like perfectly fine. You staying healthy, you making money, you working out. Like, and the way this world is, people need to find a healthy way to release sexual tension and things like that. Like, they found a productive way to do it. Instead of being a hoe, they making money, they doing something with their lives that, you know, people are able to buy houses, cars, take care of their families, you know, their mothers and fathers can retire, that type of stuff. Like, they really making money. So the bottom line is, I don't really think it's a dumb thing. I don't really think that adult entertainment is a bad thing. I think it's just taboo because people are like, ooh, you naked. Okay, bitch, what you think porn is? And porn been around for pretty much since the beginning of time. Like, listen, when you think about sexual activity, they used to have, during Roman times, they used to have sexual orgies. You know what I mean? Like, masquerade balls wasn't about just dressing up, honey. They was getting drunk and fucking. You know, it was more to the story than just a little dress-up party. That's what the kids do. But when you grown and you dress up, you get drunk and you fuck. You know, you have sex. You go to parties and you have sex. Like, it's a natural thing. The problem is people need to be healthy. They need to watch their motherfucking balls and they fucking pussies. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with y'all not bathing yourselves when y'all having sex on the daily. Like, that's gross to not want to wash yourselves when y'all are having intercourse. Like, the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, y'all need to fucking wash yourselves out there. Like, it's stupid. That's the problem. First of all, you're not staying clean. Then you not communicating, you know, what you doing and who you doing and all that other stuff. So, child, and people like me, I think too much. I think too much. So, when I'm in a relationship, okay, yeah, that's a different story. But when I'm not, because you don't want to just be blindly going out here acting stupid. You know what I mean? But the thing of the matter is, people are sexual beings. And instead of us restricting ourselves, we just need to learn how to do it healthy. Because it's a part of human life. You mean to tell me I'm about to be on this earth for nearly 100 years and I got a suppressed sexual... That's how people turn into perverts. And I'll be damned. I mean, it's getting to the point where we make jokes about Catholic Church and priests, you know, touching... The, you know, like, when we get older, like, if you see jokes about church jokes on TikTok and Instagram, they will literally make jokes about sexual stuff. So it's getting to the point that it is a proven fact that when you suppress sexual human desires, natural desires, they lead to perverted and wrongdoing. Like, you know, the big R, for example, I don't want to make it too serious right now, but you know what that is. And that's a whole legal thing. And then you put on a list. So, yeah, I think people don't need to be suppressing. I think people need to learn how to communicate. I think the problem why people were so against sexuality and being a free spirit was because it was going to, like, awaken what people are already feeling. You know, we've been battling sexual desires, I mean, since the beginning of time. It's always been a sex battle. You know, that's a part of life. That's how we communicate as adults when we're mating. I mean, and even if you look at the rest of the world, like I said before, what is the rest of the planet doing while we live in our little lives? What is the rest of the planet doing? They're sleeping. They're eating. They're drinking. They're hunting for food, okay? Just like we go to the grocery store. And then they fuck. And then if they live alone, they live alone. Just like humans can live alone and not get none and all that other shit. So, I just want to understand that if you... We are a part of this whole cycle. We are a part of the whole shabam. And we worried about trying not to do one thing when really that's going to lead to other things. Like, and the bottom line is, people need to stop being, wow, this is going to be a pretty graphic episode. People need to stop getting so graphic about, like, masturbation. Like, my thing is this. If you at home and you bust a nut and you go about your business and you don't spend no money, you don't hit nobody up online trying to scam them or play them or lie, you not having to hood on a chicken nuggets thing, you don't have to worry about doing nothing. Like, you go do your thing and you mind your business. Like, I just feel like sometimes when people are horny and then they go online and then they hook up with random people, you spend money, time, energy, and you put your body at risk when you could have just and gone about your motherfucking business. Like, why does it have to be so, you know what I mean? But why is that so lame? I feel like people would be like, oh, that's lame. I don't think that's lame, because I think a lot of people are just out here being careless because they're not mature enough to be out in the streets. And what I mean by that is, me, I'm just a scary ass motherfucker, I think, because obviously y'all see me with these episodes and how I think and all that shit. So I'm definitely a thinker. I definitely know how to be in the streets. I'm just not about this life when it comes to dealing with the drama. Like, it comes with consequences, and that's not something that I want in my life. You know what I mean? If I find love, I want it to be stable. You know, because sometimes that street life, it can be fun, but it comes with a lot of problems. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of lazy when it comes to the hustle and bustle. Like, I'm going to be tired and then shut down. And you can't act like a big baby when you're an adult. You got to handle stuff and be mature. So I know my limit, you know. And that's just not, like, if I do get older and I have a family, I would like, you know, whoever I'm with to, you know, be stable. So I know, you know, we not just wild cards and we trying to raise a family and then the kids be crazy, you know, stuff like that. But no, I don't think, like, masturbation is a problem. I think people just make that taboo. But honey, if you saw the amount online, you would see, like, and it's weird because, like, it's like two different, it's like a bunch of little groups of lives all at the same time, because you look on certain places and it'd be like everybody's divided, everybody's got their own opinion, everybody's saying the opposite, and then you go on some places and everybody's, like, together and united. And it might be somewhat sexual. But in that situation, we all come together to appreciate one another and to have bliss. No drama, just bliss. Because, I mean, what you stressing about during sex? Nothing. The whole experience should be 100%. And if it's not, bitch, put your clothes back on and get the fuck out. Okay? But, shit, if it's good, you there. So, that just leads back to what I'm saying. Like, the whole, in the end, we're attracted to the soul, not the body. Because at the end of the day, if it's a group of people like back in ancient times, or let's just be real, shit. If you go to Twitter after dark, and I'm just gonna leave it after that, you know, you will see a group of people, men or women or both, and they just having a party. And I'm gonna leave it at that. But in all seriousness, I don't know, maybe because I'm a, you know, emotional person, I just look at it deeper than just, oh, they're having sex. Because it's funny how we having all this political war, people murdering each other. Oh, you white, I'm black, I'ma kill you, blah, blah, blah. Then somebody else in North Carolina, side note, a white officer, North Carolina, was off duty and shot another black man. That's in the story. It's just like they do all this stuff just to keep people in this, you know, this racist box of chaos, you know, the vaccine, politics, blah, 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 blah. But somehow, don't matter what you look like, don't matter if you a unicorn, a pickle. Okay, let me not say animals, because then we're going to put bestiality in there, and that's not what I'm talking about. It don't matter what type of human you are. If you take off your clothes, it's fun. Like, people be connected, you know, and I just find that to be so fucking funny. And I really think that was the whole point. Like, we were supposed to connect. Like, yeah, I know it's not supposed to be just sexual, but it's funny how, above all, that is like the universal thing that connects humans. The one thing that connects humans the most is sex. If they can't agree on anything, you know you turned on by that person, and I know I'm turned on by this person. Like, you get that. Even if that's not necessarily your type, you still will get turned on by that person if that person was naked. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens. So we need to stop. All in all, I know that was a long 20 minutes. Because, golly, I did not know I rambled that long. But we need to stop judging each other about our bodies. Like, cut the bullshit out. She beautiful in her way, in her own way, and that's why you busted a nut, okay? Period. Stop slut-shaming people when they're making money and successful and healthy, going to the clinic, you know what I'm saying? And that's why they're able to do this year after year. And you're mad because they got their teeth done. They got their butt done. Now, I don't agree with the butt, honey, because that can have problems later on, but that's your business. Whatever make you feel beautiful. I don't want us to live in a world where we have to make all these altercations. But, honey, I'm not saying if I couldn't get better legs, I wouldn't trade them. You know what I'm saying? Because I might. But the bottom line is, we need to stop acting like we not, you know, people aren't beautiful. You know, people are very beautiful, and that's why we're part of the human race, because we find each other beautiful. The bottom line is, guys, my point is, we was just meant to connect differently. Not just sexually. But it was just meant to be better. Because isn't it funny how we got all this cast around us, but we can make a movie and all people around the world can connect to it? How the fuck is it I get shot walking down the street to the gas station, but we make a movie and the entire world can connect with it? We was meant for more. You know what I mean? Now, I don't mean to be so dramatic about the... But y'all know what I mean. Because it's like, come on. It'd be dramatic, stuff like that. But then it's like, we can come together when it's that heartfelt drama. Oh my God. So I just think that we was meant to do more. And a lot of people I looked on TikTok and I was looking at these girls. And this one girl in particular, I ended up following her. She was a bigger girl. And, you know, she was just like, I feel bad because, you know, I don't look like the girls online, or I don't have a lot of friends and stuff like that. And I ended up following her and I was like, you know what? You're beautiful, sweetheart. And I felt bad because she really felt, you know, she really had given into the social media. And I used to be like that, honey. That's why, if you notice, like I said, I've been on social media since I was about 17. But if you knew me from when I was 17, honey, I had the same Instagram. Nah, a different name, of course. But I had the same Instagram. And I did not show my face. I had a bunch of memes, inspirational stuff I was not even listening to. You know, it's one of those things where when you give advice, you're really talking to yourself too. And that's why I told you, this is not just for you guys. You know, I'm doing this for myself too. Like, this is a healing thing. I'm finally listening to the inner me. I'm finally healing from within. I'm finally working from within. And by doing that, I'm able to do what I love to do. Connect with people. Now, hopefully, soon I can get back into my music and maybe go outside. Because, child, with all this shit going on, I don't know. You know? But I remember being, you know, closed off, feeling lost, not wanting to show my face. That's why if you look at my Instagram now, I try to make an effort to make sure that every post has me in it. That way you know who this is. Why am I hiding myself? For what? I look at everybody else all day online. But then can't look at myself for 10 seconds in the mirror. That's not right. So I felt really bad for her. But luckily, when she posted that, a lot of people responded to the post as well. And she went live and she got like 12,000 people on her live. And I felt so happy. Because that's what we need to be doing. I know it sounds corny. You trying to bring all people together. Yes, that's what the fuck we need to do. Because that's why all these teenagers be committing suicide. Because you told them that they were a slut because they wore a tank top. You know what I mean? Like, say what you want about the new generation, millennials, blah, blah, blah. These sensitive ass bitches, blah, 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 blah. What you say and what you do matters. Regardless of how you feel about it, what you say and what you do matters. So if you can feel good saying fuck it, and then somebody commits suicide and you say, well, they shouldn't have been acting all dramatic, or they shouldn't have did that. That's on you. So I just want people to understand, like, with the pandemic, with the freedom, with everybody trying to be their own self. And I'm not just talking about the gay stuff. I'm talking about just in general. You know, the women's movement, the Black Lives Matter, the gay agenda. I just feel like there's so many movements that are trying to be on right now. And a lot of people try to focus on one thing and try to make it like it's overcoming. No, that's just one movement among many. You know, and I think it's because people have different platforms now. I mean, with social media, it helps people to be able to connect more and talk. The problem is when we be connecting, we be on that bullshit and be putting people down and not getting to the point. But ultimately, I mean, think about it. During slavery time, was we sitting on our phones like, oh my God, they just whipped me, y'all. Black Lives Matter. No. We didn't even know how to read it. So, the bottom line is, we need to be spending this time doing things productive and focusing on the positive, because while you worried about somebody else making their money, living their life, you are not living yours. While you putting somebody else down, honey, that's why you don't have no blessings in your life. I had a lot of people in my life that I thought loved me. They walked away and I ran after. They walked faster and I ran faster. And then I realized I got two dogs. And to the naked eye, yeah, it may not seem like much. But those dogs, every day, look me dead in my face. And they want to be here. About a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, I left for 2 weeks. They were so sad. If I open the door right now, they will stay right there. They might see something and run back out, but they gonna be like, oh shit, where Nate at? They follow me wherever I go. If I go to the bathroom, they there. If I go to bed, they laying on top of my back. Shit, if I went to the grocery store and they could go, they would go in there. The bottom line is, people need to appreciate what they have and appreciate themselves, because we all look different. We can't look like that person, because guess what? Sometimes that person doesn't even look like that person. Sometimes that person had to make a million different alterations before that person looked like that. And who knows what they did it for? Hopefully they did it for themselves. Hopefully it was about self-love. The only thing I feel about that is like, you can't really judge them for doing their own thing. You just gotta be like, I hope that makes you happy. I just don't want people to feel like I'm judging them, because I'm not. I just wish women would stop trying to alter themselves, because, you know, men, we don't have to do shit. We just get up, wash our face, wash our balls, wash our crotch, wash our ass, wash our armpits, and go about our business. Women gotta do all that exfoliating and makeup and hair and eyelashes and boobs and butt. Blah, 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 blah. And it leads back to what I said. All in all, if you just take off your clothes, you're gonna get hard. Like, it's just gonna happen. But then people want to shun people away and make people feel bad. And it's like, you know, we need to stop being fake. Period. So I appreciate people that are free spirits and live their life to the fullest, because you can't even tell me what all this is. So the least you can do is be happy in your own life. Because why are we being miserable for? On purpose, when we don't have to be. Take chances, take risks, even if you don't want to. It's like being sick. You don't want to eat, but you need to, because that's the only way you're going to get more energy. You got to drink that water so you can cleanse your body out. But in all seriousness, though, people are beautiful. So stop beating yourself up. Stop making yourself feel like you're less than, because you're not. And you know, people are going to find you attractive. Not just when you take your clothes off, but for your mind and who you are. But you're giving it to the wrong people. And that's why you're not finding the results that you need. For me, as far as types, a preference, I remember when I was older, younger. Yeah. Ooh, maybe I just tell something. It's like, nah. When I was younger, I had this kind of protective image. But honestly, I've been trying to like manifest positivity and love and hope, faith. And my type right now is, I think now that I've lived a little bit more. Cause child, I'm gonna tell you something right now. After college, I don't know where these basically almost 6 years went. It's been like 5.5 years and I don't even know where they went. But I'm grateful for them. Ooh, child, I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm grateful for him. I am such a better person now than I was 8 years ago. Shit. Even 6. I am really grateful for that. Like on a spiritual level, for real. But honestly, my type would have to be Somebody Latino. Somebody, you gotta be hairy. I like a lot of body hair. Easy on the eyes. Cause honey, when I'm in love, I love to give eye contact. I wanna look into your soul, you know what I mean? Beautiful smile. Somebody who can make me laugh. Somebody who can connect with me just by being near me. But maybe that's wishful thinking. But honey, I'ma hope for it. I know everything else will fall in place, so I'm not worried. But I wanted to manifest positive energy, good vibes, because at the end of the motherfucking day, you're beautiful, and you know you are. You just dealing with a fuck nigga. So stop selling yourself short. I just wanted to say that this is episode 13 of Late with Nate, and I started this in late December. And I just wanted to say thank you so much, guys. I really love doing this. I'm not posting every single day because I really want to like spread out my post, give you some time to like go over my material, things of that nature. I don't want to do too much. But it's a crazy world out there. And we gotta stick together. So if making love is your thing, then stay healthy. Communicate. If going to conventions and learning about space or learning about the world or just be you. Stop trying to be what's on the internet. Cause honey, even sometimes what's on the internet ain't on the internet. It's an edit. You know what I mean? The real thing be right in front of you. And that's what you turned on by. Okay, so what if that girl got a few extra rolls? But that girl will sit there and hold you at night because she can make you feel better. She'll listen to you. Okay, so what if that guy not the cutest, or he don't got the most money right now, you can go mess with the guy who don't have no money. But then he gonna have a bunch of hoes, and you just gonna be a number. So I think people just need to appreciate who they are, what they do, and stop selling yourself short. And y'all, if y'all find my husband, let him know I'm looking for him. Because going through life is really fucking hard, bitch. I'm grateful for it, but golly. I know it got kind of sad towards the end, but I always get reflective like that. Like, I don't know. We gotta do better with this stuff. We gotta do better with how we treat each other, like the whole shebang. Cause when the chips fall, honey, you fucking Shanita down the street. You can lie to your homeboys all you want, but you just fucked her 2 hours ago before you came there and hang out with them. So stop acting like women ain't beautiful just cause they don't look like the girl on the picture. Cause guess what, that was a bunch of makeup and she contoured her face. Cause when she wiped all that off, she like a whole different person. And people don't need to beat themselves up about, oh, I'm not here yet. Like, you aren't at that level, cause that's not your journey. You know, a lot of people look at it and be like, oh, I can't make it, I won't make it. You looking at somebody else's journey at a distance. Do you know how long it took them to get up there? That's why they bragging about it. You know, that's how you gotta look at it. They're celebrating their accomplishments. That's what it really, social media was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a time capsule in a sense. Celebrate life. Record the world around you. At the end of the day, the world is moving and life is going on. So be happy with who you want to be happy with. Just be happier. There's ways to be happy even when you're going through stuff. Because like I said, just like that girl was going through it that day. And then she got on live and people were supporting her. it was something good even in her darkness. So that's why people need to look at things and situations. Because even that person don't look like that person. They had to do a million things. I always had this funny traditional way of love. You know, you get married, you have some kids, you grow old, you die. But really, I think I just want to live. Like, really just live. A lot of people do it, a million different ways. But I find it so freedom when people are just, they respect people's boundaries. When people are toxic, they walk away from them. And then they connect with who they connect with. And however way that is, whether it be work or, I don't know. I just think some people have this thing figured out more than others. I'm an overcritical thinker, so I think I'm too good for my own good. But for others, they got this shit down packed. Because they sucking and fucking, making money, staying healthy, and smiling on the daily. So why people stressing about that one person or group of people, even the families? That was a doozy for me. Leaving the pack. But honey, I'm glad I did it. It's a hard world, but it'll be worth it if people stay focused. I feel like a lot of people, get discouraged when stuff happens, but I just want people to know it's gonna be a long life if you think like that. It make the pain last longer. It's like putting salt in your wound. It was already hurting and now it's about to burn even more. So just breathe, clean it out, bandage it up, and it will heal over time. That got really serious and reflective. I always do that. I start off really hot and then I get really chill. Trust me. But above all the, you know, sexy stuff. I just wanted people to appreciate what they already have. Do y'all know how much porn there is out there? And there's all different shapes and sizes of people on there. So if people can do that, then you can stop hating yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. Period. And the bottom line is, find your circle, find your people. We look at everything else, we find what's for us. Because if it was your best friend and your auntie and your uncle, you go out of your way to do everything you could to make sure they needed what they needed. So why don't you do that for yourself? And that's including me too, honey, because, ooh, child. And that's another thing. I wanted to tell you guys a little thing about fear. Here's a cute way to look at it. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Fear. And a lot of that stuff is mental. So that is why I try to advocate self-healing and things of that nature, because we really have to work on our own pain in order to help others. I think that's what happened to me along the way. I was like a fresh healer, and everybody like put all their burdens on me, and I took it all in, and now I'm all beat up, and now I need to heal. I'm like, hold on, I need to use my own damn medicine on myself. But it's all right, because I'm older, I'm wiser, honey. I know what I want in life now. I'm not lost anymore. And that feels really good to say. For real, for real. And leading back to earlier, everybody got somebody or something that love you. A pet, a human, a fuck buddy, somebody love you out there. Something love you. We never were 100% alone. And above all, we always have ourselves. And if you're the kind of person that said, oh, you lame, you corny, you need to work on yourself, buddy. Because if you get what I said, you wouldn't be saying that. I think we need to stop making that so taboo to work on ourselves, mental health. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why people don't communicate. They didn't do no healing. So there's that blockage. You know what I mean? That's why you can't communicate that you actually love that girl that you've been having sex with for a while, but then you shame her when you're around your friends or you're around your people, because that's not the image. But at the end of the day, if you saw people's porno feed, is all different types of men and women, because at the end of the day, we truly want to connect and love each other, but we're too barbaric. And on that note, thank you for listening to another episode of Late with Nate. Peace. Love, light, and good night.